Hello, Christian friend. I'm Pastor Jack Morse. I want to talk to you for just a moment about financial hardship. Nothing can try our faith more than financial problems. But I want you to know that God is with you, hearing and answering prayer, and He's going to bless you and help you in that area of your life. Let's bow before the Lord, go into the prayer room of the Healing Word, and we will pray together and believe, and God will come through for you. Father God, my friend is faced with a financial problem. These are tough times, but You are a God of almighty power, hearing and answered prayer, bringing blessing and ministry of love into our lives. Now bless my friend. Encourage this heart. Lift this one up. Minister to this one financially. God, help this, Your child. This is Your child. You're going to bless. You're going to minister. You're going to resolve this financial problem. To You, O God, be glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Thank You for helping my friend in my friend's financial need. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go to the scripture. Be encouraged by the word of God and strengthened in the faith, and God will answer your prayer because you have prayed a faith-believing prayer. You know, I often wonder how we would interpret, if each of us would interpret that scripture, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I mean, we can easily quote it, but what does that actually mean to us, to put God in a priority position? We will put our careers, our income, our vacations, when we put it on the calendar, can he interrupt my calendar? Can I reach up and race that off and say, Jesus comes first? Now you're seeking first the kingdom of God. And now God is going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you. When I was in Bible college, that was a long time ago, every Wednesday, an offering was taken in the chapel service. We went to chapel every morning. After chapel, I would go by the coffee shop and I would buy a donut and coffee. We had about 15-minute break between chapel and our first class. And then I would go by the post office and open the little box, take out the mail, and then I would go on to class. Well, it was Wednesday. This particular morning, they were taking the offering. I had 30 cents in my pocket. That's all. No dollars in my wallet. I had 30 cents, and the Holy Spirit impressed upon me to put 25 cents in the offering. That would leave me how much? A nickel. I can't buy a cup of coffee with a nickel. I can't buy a donut with a nickel. So the offering plate came by, and I was urged by the Holy Spirit. You know the voice of God. Everyone here today, for the most part, we know what we ought to be doing. I reached in my pocket. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. I don't know how cheerful I was. But I put that quarter in. And then I walked on my way to class by the coffee shop. All the guys and gals were going in laughing, get their milk, coffee, donut, whatever. I remember turning and looking at the coffee shop and feeling sorry for myself. So I went on to the post office, opened the box on my way to class, pulled out a letter from a man in Baltimore, and the man in Baltimore that wrote that letter had been the best man in our wedding. And I opened it up, and I pulled out a check for $125. Now, he knew a long time ago that I, well, at least about 3 or 4 days before that, that I was going to obey him. God knows those who are His. He knew I was going to obey him, and so he put it on that man's heart, and that man never gave me a dime, not a dollar, since that day to this day. But God knew, and God was growing me in the faith. Friend, you want to grow in faith? Obey the Lord and do God's will and watch God's hand move in your direction. God's never going to ask you to do something that you can't do. And obviously, when he asks you to do, it's usually something very simple. But we try to reason it out. I can't do that. I can't afford that. On and on goes our thinking. And we wait and we wait and we wait. And the blessing of God waits and waits and waits also. God blesses us. He helps us. He ministers to us. God knows where the money is that you need. God knows the answer, whether it be money or something else, whatever your need. God knows the answer to that need, and the answer is always Jesus. This is what we're to do. Follow his instructions. Number one, say those words. Follow him. Follow his instructions. Just do it. Let me put it this way. Try it once and try it. Just follow his instructions. Secondly, seek God first. Now, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 out of the New Living Translation. Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day if you will live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Do you have any idea what the word primary means? What this scripture says, put God first on the throne of your heart. You know, you and I are the only part of God's creation that worries. No other part of God's creation worries. And we wouldn't worry if we sought God's kingdom first and put God and made him primary in our lives. Seek first the kingdom of God, simply meaning this. God's kingdom is where Jesus is king, and you bow and you submit to the king. He's king. Friend, we're praying for things and asking him. He's talking to us and asking us. Are we doing what he's asking us? He'll then do what we're asking him. Seek first the kingdom. Get actively involved seeking God, and the blessing of God will come on you and your family, and your needs will be met.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.